want to speak. If there's a word that I'm supposed to give, I'm giving that word. And if I get chicken, I ask God to help me. See, you don't have to rely on your strength and your wisdom and your wit. I'm not embarrassed to say I was chicken, cowardly, or whatever. I was. But because of that vow, I prayed in the Holy Ghost and got over it. Got my mind right. Got my heart built up. I built up my most holy faith. I quit being chicken. I quit being cowardly. I quit being afraid of man. I quit being afraid of failure. And I spoke what God gave me. And the peace of God remained on me and the joy increased. Now watch this. And when Jesus saw that, he was very sorrowful. He said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? What does this say to us? Don't be so enamored by possessions. Don't be so enamored by things that are the things that you possess, the past victories. Let all that stuff go. The memory of the victories, use that to help people. That's your testimony. That's all that's good for, a testimony. All the wonderful things that happened as you were in faith, that's your testimony. It's part of who you are. But there's more to come. And don't miss a visitation because you want things to remain like they are. You got to take that next step. Jesus might tell you to give away your possessions so that you'll have great. He may tell you the same thing he told this man. But Jesus also showed us something worse. He said, for it is easier for a camel to go through in the eye of a needle's eye, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. My friend, Sia Culpepper, he listens to Adrian Rogers and David Jeremiah more than I do. And one of those great men of God pointed out what the needle's eye was, I think. I remember him telling me about the needle's eye is a place in the gate that's small, just big enough for a camel train to get through so that they can't get raided. And it's small and the camel has to shrink to get through it. And it's not easy. It's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye. And you know, my modern mind, when I first read it, that meant looked like it looked to me with my modern mind, knowing nothing about a real needle's eye. I thought it was a pin needle's eye, which you use to sew clothes together with. That's impossible for a camel to go through that. So in my modern mind, when I was younger, I said, well, rich people ain't going to heaven then. But it's a struggle because the problem is they're focused on their finances, on their riches, on their possessions, and their comforts, and the pride that money brings, and the fame that money brings, and the way people treat you when you're rich, and you get the primary seats and things. Foolishness. If you consider the character of God, he wants everybody to be blessed. And if you're in a position, if you have great wealth and great possessions, then you're in a position to start businesses and make things go. You can hire people to help you make things go. So people can have jobs. And you can set things in order. You can bless ministries. You can pray in the Holy Ghost and get wisdom. Because, see, the first commandment that God gave mankind, who loves him, is to be fruitful. The second one, to multiply, which is not a suggestion. He commands us to multiply. Then he said, replenish the earth, refill it. Now, this is not just for procreation. It's not just to fill the earth with people. This is how God does everything. This is how what God did with the disciples. This is what God did with the nation of Israel. They were fruitful. They multiplied. God told Abraham that they would be like the sands of the sea or the stars in the sky without number. And so you have to consider this. Now, just because they have a small amount of land, they lived 400 years without war. They became a mighty people that nobody could conquer if in their right mind would try it. they used witchcraft and their sorcery to get Israel off track. Then they were able to conquer and scatter them about and take them out of their land. But God did his part. See, if you go to the next glory, you'll be established and you won't fail. You'll be something God can use, and you can do a mighty work. And you cannot imagine that mighty work. If you can originate what you're already doing, you need to look to the Lord. Because the things God gave me to do, I couldn't fathom it. I couldn't come up with it on my own. And God can call something that looks small, but that doesn't mean it's insignificant. You have to follow his protocols and work with what he gives you and believe in it with faith. You have to meet things with faith. God, where is God going with you? If he calls you to the ministry, what's his idea? Why stop? Why turn it off? Why have a stopping point? Why not go forward and see what's next? Let's see what his goals. That if this man would have followed Jesus, he would have set a new standard. No rich man was doing that. There's no evidence of rich people going about doing good to poor people. They walk right past them and go to the synagogue. Jesus had to give a parable of the Good Samaritan because they were so just like this guy. So, and the Lord didn't want people to follow him for the loaves and fishes. So sometimes money can be a distraction. But it's what you do with it. He would have been a known rich man doing the things of God, and people would have saw it. And he would have been learning from Jesus, and he would have known how to be appropriate. I love the call of God. So consider these things. Stay in victory. I may be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Take advantage of those visitations. Meet it with a faithful and trusting Rebecca choice. When those moments come, be ready and prepare yourself. Mount up. Mount up. Be ready for them, because they are coming. And when they come, meet it with faith. And the Lord will take you to the next glory. When people don't go, they can't know what it's like. They don't know what they're missing. They don't know what's next. It's not in their wheelhouse. You have to go to that next glory. And you have to trust God to get there. Stay in victory. Stay in faith. Stay in covenant. Because God loves us so much. Nothing bad can come from someone good. God is good. Nothing bad can come from him. We have every reason to trust him, and no reason not to. And when it comes to sin is, God didn't even want us to know about the depths of Satan or sin. It's the only thing that's, we have to understand it so we'll know to leave it alone.